Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I had premarital sex. I lusted. I used the Lord's name in vain. Leviticus 18:22. I broke that rule, too. Last week, I had sex with a guy who was a friend. He wasn't my husband or even my boyfriend, and I sucked his cock, let him suck my tits, and I even let him fuck my ass. It didn't hurt. It actually felt quite good since he had a small dick. 4 days ago, I went to a cheap gas station. There was a co-ed bathroom there. There were holes in the walls for people to put their dicks in, and for another person to suck their dicks on the other end. There were so many cocks. I got so horny, Father. I couldn't resist. I talked to them for a bit so they knew I was a girl. Once they heard a woman's voice on the other end of them, there were even more cocks. I sucked every one of their dicks. I had no idea whose dick I was sucking. I just knew I was sucking their dicks. I didn't know who they were or even what they looked like. Sometimes I would even take one cock in my mouth and a cock in each one of my other hands, so I was pleasing 3 dicks at once. I made them all come. All of them. I would even let most of them come inside my mouth and I would swallow every last drop. By then, I was so fucking cum drunk off their cum, I would fuck anyone. So I went to a bar afterwards. The first guy who bought me a drink, I pulled him into the men's restroom, and in there, I fucked him. I sat on the toilet seat that probably had a lot of other guys' germs and maybe even some dried up cum from jerking off or even another 2 people having sex. Then I spread my legs. He fucked me so good. I couldn't help but say, "Oh God," and "Oh my God," while he fucked me. Forgive me for using the Lord's name in vain like that, Father. The guy wanted to know my name and my number, but I told him I didn't want a relationship. I just wanted to fuck this one time, and it's hotter if we didn't know each other's names. Then I signed up for a dating site. It was amazing. It was like a fucking buffet of guys who wanted me. I could literally take my pick. It was like a legal online brothel. There were so many different types of guys. I don't know why so many girls complain about it. It was so fucking awesome, Father. All the guys who said boring and short open messages, all you had to do was respond and direct the conversation I wanted it to go in. And then it instantly became fun. I blocked all the guys who would instantly send me a dick pic. Then, all the guys who were nice, I asked them for sex, and we met at alleyways in the morning where nothing was open yet. And we fucked there. Father, I'm sorry. But it was just so much fun fucking knowing that someone could just walk by and happen to see us fucking. It was so hard to keep quiet and hold the moan since I actually love moaning during sex. I went to another bar and I had a few drinks. I was obviously tipsy, so this random girl started masturbating all the girls who were tipsy, one right after the other. And when she got to me, I told her not to stop there and shoved her face more into my chest, and I used her head to push down the top of my shirt from the middle and pulled it all the way down. I told her to suck my tits like the molesting pervert that she is, and she did it. She sucked my tits while everyone watched. A few guys even took pictures, and I made sure they got some good angles. Leviticus 18:22. I broke that rule. Then I saw this guy at the pharmacy store. I caught him staring at me a few times. I went to him and started talking to him. He was obviously shy. I took his hands and I put them on my tits. Then I took him to the hotel I was staying at. My place was being worked on because of the termites at the time. Anyway, I took his clothes off and then mine. I laid down on the bed and let him fuck me. He had the smallest dick I ever seen, but oh my goodness, Father. His dick kept hitting my G-spot perfectly every single time. He gave me the most orgasms I've ever had in a single fucking ever. I came so fucking much. I just felt bad for the maid who had to wash our sheets. I sent the guy home after fucking. Then a guy came to my hotel room knocking on my door. He told me he had the wrong room, but I told him, "You can go ahead and come on in." I asked for him to fuck me, and he did. He must have busted a huge load inside me because he grunted so loudly when he finished inside my pussy. But do you know the worst thing? Worst of all, Father. I enjoyed every single minute of this. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.